any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
Hey, this is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan Pete. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh, yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
You haven't seen it. Oh, you make me think you haven't heard. Well, it's a day they probably find us back. You don't know the people that hurt. That's a voice from the shadows. Oh, see, from where we cannot see. It's inflammatory words in target. But still the vision they come out of the street. This is the street where I'm living. Where I was born, played as a child. This is the street where I'm living. See, now I'm dark clouds scaring the sky. You make me think you haven't seen. Oh, you make me think you haven't heard. Well, it's a day to probably find a friend. You didn't know the people give us. You haven't seen. Oh, you make me think you haven't heard. Well, it's a day to probably fight a fight. Oh, you demo know that people get hurt. From the shadow, oh, say from where we cannot be seen. It's inflammatory words in target. I'm sure the vision they come out of the street. Yes, you're right, I see fear and faces. Well, Simon Street, people are blind. The street where I'm living is only because there's a house on fire. Now you may
that you haven't seen. Oh, you may be that you haven't heard. But let the day the traffic fly the flame. You never know the people get hurt.
Was that triple play there from the Netherlands in tribute to a ska titan that most of the, let's face it, most of the Western ska world wouldn't know, but Mr. Johan Stevens passed away over the weekend. He was only 55, was in bands like, you just heard from Mr. Review, Rude Rich and the High Notes, the Beatbusters, which was the band that Johan formed. But he was also in BB87, the J-Stars, the Dutch Ska Express. Also played with the Clerks as well. Very, very, very sad news with the passing of a Dutch Ska titan that clearly guys in the UK, Australia, the States wouldn't know too much about. But those friends of ours in the Dutch Ska scene and the Euro Ska scene as well, especially in Germany, would know the work of Johan Stevens, also known as Earl J. So our thoughts and condolences go out to Johan's family and friends and most of all his band members, because like I said, he was in so many bands, there would be a huge, huge amount of people that would have called Johan their bandmate. So that's going to be a huge hole to fill in the Dutch ska scene. We kicked off the show, Mr. Review, from 1995. The Street Where I'm Living is the track you heard. What a belter that is off there. Keep the Fire Burning album. Then we heard from Rude Rich and the High Notes. 2004 album, Soul Stomp. You just heard Money Worries. And then the Beatbusters, like I said, the band that Johan Stevens formed. They put out their debut in 1988. But the It's Gonna Get You album came out in 1995, and you heard Soundcheck off that album. So it's always a shame and a shock to the system when people pass by, and I'm not that far away from Johan's age, and you never know when it's going to happen. So I've said this many, many times. Hug your loved ones. Tell people how you feel. Spend time with friends and family when you can. So, like I said, our thoughts go out to the family of Johan Stevens and his friends and bandmates from all over the Dutch ska scene. And it's great to play some bloody good Dutch ska as well. Not only were we, you know, Mr. Review, I guess Ska Explosion time, late 80s, but Beatbusters were very much a two-tone style band, but Rude Rich and the High Notes, plumbing the depths of all old-style Jamaican music, the kind of the jazz side of things, rock steady, early reggae, man. And also, Rude Rich and the High Notes, they did albums with Derek Morgan. They did albums with Winston Francis. I'm pretty sure they worked with Alton Ellis and the Heptones, Rico Rodriguez. What a band. That's an absolute legacy that Johan Stevens has left. Quite strange as well. Johan Stevens, a Dutch ska titan. We have our own John Stevens here in Australia as well. The lead singer of Area 7, been around a long, long time, also was with Yeah Yeah. And good luck to Steve-O. I think on Thursday night, he is doing a bit of a fundraiser by sleeping at the old MCG, doing his bit for the homeless charities there. So, thoughts go out to Johan Stevens and the Dutch ska community. You are listening to Beefy's Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. Thank you for downloading this little old radio show. We are the world's number one ska radio show. We are the world's number one ska radio show for a reason. Because I play the best tunes I possibly can. A little tweak in format. Obviously, I had a month off. I came back last week and decided to do absolutely nothing apart from play decent ska music and thrill you with the best entertainment I possibly could. There is a little tweak, and I think it's going to be for the better, so you probably won't notice any different, although you may do when the podcasts come out. That's all I gotta say. Alrighty, let us go to Wollongong right now. We're going to go to Wollongong and play a band that are going to do a couple of gigs this weekend. The band are called The Skance. They're going up to Newcastle to play the Newey Hotel on a Friday night. They're playing with Madam Sandler. There's a band there with an unreadable logo. They're also playing with The Pingers. And on Saturday night, the 17th, Dicey Riley's in Wollongong. The Skance are playing a hometown gig with Tanti Christ and Madam Sandler. So that is going to be a fun one. It's the Kumquats in Newcastle on Friday night at the Newey. Sorry, I couldn't read their logo. I had to look it up. So if you want to catch the Skance, and you should because they are exceptional live, they put on one hell of a show at Ska Nation last year. Jumping around the stage, the big stage really suited them, and they were one of the highlights. I really did enjoy seeing the Skance live. So you get a chance to see them if you're in Newcastle or Wollongong over the weekend. Anyway, I'm going to go back to a track they put out in 2023. This is Can't Jam.
Money and I don't want to slap, but he's making some money, he's a shot in the back. Now I'll start to think. think of that a million troubles. Once that I run and get away in the trouble. Smashing the face, a kick in the guts. I'm lying on the ground, I got a couple of guts. Sitting on the football with my head in my hands. The tears streaming down, I started straight in the sand. What should I do that this should happen today? I'm right on this soil, I send a bell in the sky. Why do I fight? Someone tell me, just don't seem right. Why beep me up? Head got a grill, but ain't so tough. Ordinary people aren't safe in the street. Rub that top, I've had enough. Girlfriend's house, she gave me a rub. Started feeling better, met my mates down the pub. There was safety in numbers, I was much better off. There's nobody there who wants to knock your block off. They say it's just bad luck, take the punches and roll. And be a bit more careful when you're out on a stroll. I ain't so naive to think this town's pretty strong. Do I really have to walk the streets in fear of my life? I know there's no solution short of moving away. But I'm not so disowned, and I'm bound to say.
How good is they? How good is they? I don't know. They are good. One of the best live bands you will see around Melbourne. And you can see them Sunday afternoon, June 15th at the Tote. Yes, indeedy. Sunday afternoon, suit the old boys. And the old boys and girls of Miss Scar Tonic are going to help them out. Scarbecue, Sunday afternoon, June 15th at the Tote from Loin Groin. Rough and Tough, you heard. Off their Sexually Harassed EP. Debut! Well, debut release from 1994. Gee, 99 for camp. That is 31 years old this year. Wow, we're all getting on, aren't we? Fantastic. So we get to see Loin Groin, and they've got quite a few shows planned for the rest of 2025. So that is exciting. I know they're going to do a Beefy Scar Club later in the year. Can't wait for that one. Before that, The Scants off their It's Your Money album from 2023. Can't Jam. And if you want to catch The Scants, they are playing the Newey Hotel up in Newcastle on Friday night with the Pingers, Madam Sandler and the Kumquats, and then a hometown gig in Wollongong at Dicey's with Tanti Christ, Madam Sandler, and Ash Pitgrim is playing as well. So get along to see the Scants. They put on one hell of a show. Like I said, they kind of blew me away at Scar Nation. Their energy was fantastic. Alrighty. Oh, no, not on this day. Friends of the show, all the way from Bosnia-Herzegovina, Dubioza Collective, who were on the shores March last year. Now, on their Facebook page, and I'm not sure how else they are distributing this, they have released a documentary called Movie for Kids and Adults. It is about just over an hour long. It is in English, Spanish, German. I'm not quite too sure. Let's call it Bosnian, for want of a better word. It's definitely a Slavic language. And I know, talking to the guys, Bosnian, Croatian, Slovenian, they're all fairly similar. Anyway, it's got subtitles. English, Spanish, German, and Slovenian. I guess if you just log on, and I have just logged on, and it's definitely English subtitles on my version. So I guess if you log on from Germany, you'll probably get German subtitles, all right? If you log on from Spain, if you log on from Japan, I don't know what you're going to do. Anyway, Dubio as a Collective, they have released a documentary and it is available. Actually, it came out a couple of days ago, but it only came up on my feed today, which is always a bit weird on the old Facebook nowadays. Anyway, we got the pleasure of seeing Dubio as a Collective play live last year, and man, they are one. No, I'm going to go one better. They are probably the best band I've ever seen live. They are fantastic. If you do get a chance to see Dubio as a Collective, go and see them. You will not be disappointed. They are brilliant. I did have the absolute pleasure of supporting them personally on a couple of shows last year. So I got to see them firsthand, and they are so, so good. Anyway, it's difficult to recreate their energy when you play a live track, but this may go a little way. Just watch videos on YouTube as well, by the way, of their live gigs. It's awesome. All right, this is Reality off their... Oh, I'm going to embarrass myself. Pieshmila Zajeku I Odrazle album from 2017. Reality live.
Hi, this is Jerry of Dubioza Collective, and you're listening BP Ska Nation Radio.
Yeah. I try, you know, and I tried, and I tried inside, and no, I said I fell in love 10 times a day, but not me, you wanna know, cause I am counting days, counting days down. I heard that they say try it inside, and I know I said I fell in love 10 times a day, but not me, you wanna know, cause I am a counting days, a counting days now. Well, I am a counting days, a counting days, I'm a counting days. From me, who I hear you laughing, and a thousand times I try, and oh well I try, but I try it inside, and I know I said I fell in love 10 times a day, but not me, what I know, cause I am a counting days, a counting days down the
In 1997, the Ernies out of Richmond, Virginia, released their second album, Dropping Science. I could have played a load of tracks off that one, but one was staring me in the face right at the tail end of the album. The track you just heard was called Sydney, spelt like Sydney in Australia. So I thought, right, playing that. They did 3 albums in the end, the Ernies. They're around from 94 to 2001. I'm pretty sure they also had a track on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater soundtrack as well. Now, we are celebrating on this day in ska. It's Tony Hawk's birthday today, I'm pretty sure. So that's a double up for the... Well, it's not really a double up for the Ernies. I was going to play, you know, a couple of tracks off Tony Hawk, but I've changed the format, people, of this show. So I'm going to have to move things around and back and forth and work out how best this show is going to suit you. Yes, you, the general public. Anyway, let's keep talking about the Ernies. The interesting thing about this second album, Dropping Science, is they basically, I'm not going to say they disowned their ska label, but the first track on the album is called Jive. And there is some lyrics in there saying, like, we're not ska core, we're not reggae, we're not jazz, we're not funk, we're not hip-hop, rock, or punk, or something along those lines. I can't remember you. And they go on about labels. They basically didn't want to be classified as a ska band. Didn't want to be classified as hip-hop or whatever. So, anyway, I'm not going to say they disowned their ska. Their ska. I don't like to use the word label or genre, but anyway, they tried to play it down. Put it that way. It's a great album. Please check them out. I don't play the Ernies enough. 3 very, very good albums. And on this day in 1997, Dropping Science, their second album, came out. And I played you Sydney. Before that, Dubioza Collective out of Bosnia-Herzegovina. They are from Sarajevo in the former Yugoslavia. Now, I played you Reality off their Pejmile Zadeku I Odrazle album, which is their 6th album. Now, that translates, I didn't know this, into songs for children and adults. I did mention that on their Facebook page, they have released a documentary called Movie for Children and Adults. So, unbelievably, I've done it again. I've wired things together and made, you know, 2 and 2 equals 5 and all that rubbish. If you want to check out Dubio as a Collective, and you should, because they are a fantastic band, very, very different. They combine lots of genres, styles of music, including Slavic folk music. And weirdly enough, and I was talking to you, Jerry from the band when he was on tour last year, they don't consider themselves ska at all, which is very, very strange. But the combination of their reggae, dub, hardcore, Bosnian ethnic sounds sounds like ska. Even Jerry, the lead guitarist, does upstrokes. Anyway, they're not ska band. They've got a saxophone player. They are manic. If you ever get the chance to see Dubio as a Collective, go and see them, because, like I said, I am not messing about when I'm saying they are probably the best live band I've ever seen. And I've seen a couple of live bands through my journey, my 50-year journey. Yeah. Alrighty. We are into On This Day in Ska. I'm going to go to Watford right now. I haven't done this note. Life Worth Living came out on this day in 2020. Now, Life Worth Living was a single. Life Worth Living was the title track of the album. I am not sure whether the single came out today or the album came out today. It doesn't really matter. One of the two came out today, and they both work equally as well. The band are called the Spitfires. Not essentially a ska band, more mod, but mod with ska themes running right through their music. And you can tell this from this one. This is the Spitfires. This is Life Worth Living.
The story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone, how can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. A leaf in the net will appear. I don't want to wait before the dream is over. I'm gonna make it mine, decide. I'm gonna make it fine. Yes, I'll make it all mine. I'm a composer, composer. I keep my life on a heavy rotation, requesting that it's lifting you up, up, up and away, and over to a table at the Gratitude Cafe. And I am finally there, and all the angels will be singing, ah, la, 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 ah, la, 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 ah, la, 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 la. Yeah, I don't wanna pray before the tour is over. I'm gonna make it mine, yes, I know it. I'm gonna make it mine, yes, I'll make it all mine. Yeah, I don't wanna wait no more. No, I wanna celebrate the whole world. I'm gonna make it mine.
didn't know played ska. And on this day in ska, Jason Mraz. I don't know anything about Jason Mraz, but I do know he's from Mechanicsville, Virginia. This Make It Mine, there is an official ska version of Make It Mine. Now, the one I just played, I don't think it's the official ska version, but it's very, very close. And this one I just played, which is live, is a better version than the ska version, the official ska version, I should say. We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things got released on this day in 2008. But I think I stole, like, We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things. I stole that one from Look for the Good live album he did. So anyway, Jason Mraz, Benji Didn't Know Played Ska, and on this day in ska as well. Don't know anything about Jason Mraz. I might play him again. I don't know. Has he done any other ska-ish songs? Who knows? Before that, No Doubt, their debut single was released on this day in 1994. Squeal! Off the Beacon Street Collection album. And then the Spitfires from Watford in England. I did look this up in the end. Life Worth Living was the first single off the Life Worth Living album from 2020. But the single got released on this day in 2020. There you go. Alrighty, you are listening to Beefy's Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show. We're trying a bit of a new format, and hopefully it's all going to run smoothly tonight, because I really am not sure myself. And the way we're running through things, who knows? This isn't Beefy's cover of the week, officially, but it is a cover, and it is brand new. And it's from our good friends up there in Queensland. The Sunny Coast Roo Boys are getting ready for a couple of shows later this month. They're in Melbourne on May 30th, in Sydney on May 31st. They have just released their Clash cover of Rock the Casbah. And here it is. Sunny Coast Roo Boys!
Some superstar, you're giving love and respect to Joe's drama. You rock the Sunny Coast in the Roo Boy style, giving love and respect, singing it all the while. We love one another, no man's a black or white. We rock to the rhythm, rock to the rhythm.
Rock the Casbah, 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 r cover up a
week. Dig it up, mister! You better say so!
Oh, that's pretty good, that. Griff and Michelle with 1L. 5446, their Toots cover. That came out when I was off air, and I decided to make that Beefy's cover of the week, even though it's a couple of weeks old. Griff Griffiths, DJs for Rock Radio UK, New Dawn FM. Michelle with 1L, co-host of the Drive Time show with Griff Griffiths on New Dawn FM. But there's also guest vocalists on that track. From the Chords, a.k.a. The Syndicate, Dirty Strangers, and The Witch Doctors. Didn't they do Witch Doctors? Didn't they do that big tune? Anyway, I'll look that up a bit later on. Doesn't matter. But I like it. I like that quite a lot. What did I say and have been saying? 2025 is the year of the ska cover, and even though it's a cover of a ska tune, then, you know, you need to tweak it just a little bit, because, like I said, definitely is the year of the ska cover. And Sunny Coast Rude Boys have probably just proved it as well. Their great new cover of Rock the Casbah. Now, if you want to catch Sunny Coast Rude Boys live before they go to the UK next month, they're playing with Painters and Dockers, not this Saturday night, next Saturday night, 24th of May at the Triffid in Brisbane. Then they're playing Melbourne Friday, 30th of May with Nikki Bomba, and Saturday, 31st of May in Sydney, also with Nikki Bomba. They are heading to the UK. They have a whole host of dates down there. playing the Prince of Wales in Melbourne in St Kilda, and it is a Rude Boy takeover, apparently. Their main gig in the UK is the Stone Valley Midland edition. Now, sometimes we get a bit confused with Stone Valley. They've got Stone Valley North, Stone Valley South, and Stone Valley Midland. Sunny Coast Rude Boys are on the Stone Valley Midland edition with their very good friends, Def of Guitar Pop, and a whole host of dates all around the UK. So check out Sunny Coast Rude Boys' Facebook page, their website, sunnycoastrudeboys.com, and you will find out all the dates. They absolutely blew me away at Scar Nation last year. I've seen them before, a couple of years ago, and I thought, oh, great, they're a, you know, cover band, they did some originals, did some nice stuff, sound really, really good. They came down to Scar Nation as like a 13-piece band with like 6-7-piece horn section, and they were incredible. Honestly, so good. Absolutely blew me, and not just me, blew a lot of people away with the show they put on. So they are going to absolutely tear it up in the UK, and they are going to make a whole lot of new fans. I am telling you right now. All right, that's it for the first edition, or the first, well, first edition of this new era of Beefy Scar Club. You will notice a new format, and I'm going to race through. I'm going to do some new stuff. I'm going to try and turn podcast around a lot quicker. A few things are happening. You will probably get less chirp from the Big Beef Man along the way as well, because when I get into a bit of a rant, I do like to rabbit on about a few things. So I'm going to try and cut that short. So bear with me. A new podcast will be along very, very soon. If you like the show, by the way, please send me a message. I'm on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Look up Beefy Scar Club. Hopefully you'll find me. I'm still running through things about how to change monikers and tags and addresses and ats and whatever. Everything will change to Beefy Scar Club eventually. So please look me up. Give me a big like. Like the podcast. It's available on all podcast platforms apart from the Green Circle. Can't deal with it. They won't deal with me. So avoid. Avoid it like the plague. I just got to say one thing. If you purchase an album on Bandcamp, that money goes directly to the band. One album is the equivalent of anything between 5,000 and 15,000 individual plays. It works out to about 300 hours of listening to get the same revenue from Spotify as you would buying one album from Bandcamp. Just let that sink in, all right? How many times? That's 300 listens to an album just to get the same revenue. Scandalous. That's the world we live in. All right, you just heard a cover of 5446 from Toots and the Maytals. That's off their Sweet and Dandy album from 1969. Let's play Pressure Drop off that album as well. I'm Beefy. This is my Scar Club. Don't go away.
We call this one Pressure Drop. You remember? If it's you, oh yeah. If it's you, oh yeah. If it's you, oh yeah. I say Pressure Drop. I say I pray that I pray, pray that I pray.
job. Oh, you gotta feel all what you was going wrong. I say I'm waiting job. You gotta feel.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.